Today on My Fix It Up Right.
Power on and plug in. We're talking tools, teamwork, and shop setup, DIY network style.
We make it happen with the Nitro Megadon. Grip 'em and rip 'em host of DIY Network's Megadon. It's all about action, smiles, and getting work done when Anitra brings the heat and makes the blog cabin mega.
And we talk shop with DIY Network's House Crasher host, contractor, and tear it up tool guy, Josh Temple. From home center surprise to ripping down walls, get it done gear, Josh checks down his amped up crashes and his work on blog cabin.
So grab your gloves, double knot your boots, and put on your safety glasses.
We're hitting maximum RPM right now on My Fix It Up Life. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hide way, not the hard way, with Hide's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. If you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and we're talking all things shop class, DIY network, and blog cabin with some awesome guests.
We are talking about all of that today, and shop class brings back a couple of memories for me, because I had shop class. Did you, Mark?
I had one, like, half a year of a shop class when I was too young to really do much with it, because there was nothing after it.
Like, what do you mean too young? Like, you were, like, 4 or,
no,
like, 14?
It was 8th grade, but they had, like, you know, a 4,000-pound stationary table saw that I couldn't use.
Oh, you guys weren't allowed to use them?
We could use some of the things, but some of the things we couldn't. And it was very strange setup. It was like this throwback shop, and it was awesome, but everyone was too young.
That is so weird that you had a shop class where you couldn't actually do anything in the class.
Not anything. That's too far down the road, but not everything.
But you had museum pieces.
Yeah, like it needed to continue into the high school, and that's a whole conversation, but it didn't.
That's kind of fantastic.
And the shop teacher was deaf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about that today. And we're talking about tools and behind the scenes at some of your favorite DIY network shows and how they set up and how they gear up and set up all over the country, because they have to not only work in their own house or work in their one location that they're doing, but they have to go from house to house to house to house to work on so many different projects. And so think about what you have to set up at your house and what we set up at our house, and think about trying to gear that up and move that around and going, like, you know, across the country and doing that too. You have to be really organized to be able to do that.
Yeah, and we're checking in with Anitra Megadon from Megadens. Should be called Mecca Dens because she's awesome.
It's Mecca Megadens.
Mecca Megadens.
Yeah.
Josh Temple, who's building temples for house crashers. But I have to say this about tools and home improvement projects. And some little thing that makes me happy.
What's the little thing that makes you happy?
Sometimes it's the little things. And I love to be able to open a box. Let's just say it's a jigsaw box. I'm going to use my jigsaw. I open it up, and there's the blade I need right there. Makes me happy.
Yes.
And it's not just because I have the blade. It's because that blade means I can do my project. I don't have to then go through another series of unplanned problems like, and I have to make this up because it's, of course, never happened to me.
No.
No. Well, I should have left it in there. Where else would I put it? Then I start walking around. And then it's when give a mouse a cookie.
Yes.
Yes. Because then you go over there, well, I'll just clean that up while I'm standing here. And then 2 hours later, I haven't found the blade. I'm not doing what I set out to do. And now I'm upset.
Well, you know, one thing that Mark likes to do, and I'm going to call you out on this, is that you blame Mrs. Fabiani for lost things in our house. And I think it might be partly true. And Mrs. Fabiani is the woman who owned our home before us. And her family was the only family to own this home in the history of this house. And somewhere between offering and closing on the house, she
died. Expired.
Yes, she did.
Probably in here.
And so the way that we got the house was basically, like, it looked like she got up one day, like, after she opened her mail and just walked out the front door. And I think that as we've been renovating this 110-year-old home, that some things she doesn't really like that we're doing. And so some things go missing for a little while, and then they come and they reappear. And I swear, I looked in that drawer for that object. It wasn't there for a month, and all of a sudden, it's right there where I left it. So.
Well, you're calling me out for blaming her, and you're equally calling yourself out.
I am.
So things in this house disappear at an alarming rate.
But I don't get mad at Mrs. Fabiani.
I get torqued off.
I talk to her, and I say things like, oh, Mrs. Fabiani, I really, really would like to have this thing back. And, you know, Mark is sorry for all of the cross words he said about you.
I really don't spend a lot of time on the – I call her the Fabster.
Yes, you
do. I actually don't spend a lot of time on her because I'm too busy looking for that blade or the bit that I knew that I had.
Yeah.
Because I used it and I can go, say, to the fence or the gate, see where I drove a screw with it. Then I go back to my bit box and it's not there.
Yeah.
But the takeaway is that I do have a bit box, and 90% of the things that I use all the time are in there.
Yeah.
So what makes me happy is being organized and not having to look for stuff.
Not having to look for stuff.
Because
as a mommy person, I have to spend most of my time looking for other people's things. And the shop is one thing, and Mark's very organized about that. But I'm the one who has to find his keys that he left in his jacket for, like, a month that he said he never used that jacket. And so he had to use, like, spare keys for a while. And I'm the one who, when Jack, our 4-year-old, says, I need this very specific police car that has the whatever on it. And he's got literally, like, 500 little cars that he's gotten as gifts from family and friends. And I have to go and be able to find that little tiny object in among all the other things. And the same thing with Lexi. Whenever she loses something or can't find something and it's right in front of her face, I have to get up from what I'm doing to find it.
Well, don't lose us.
No.
We have to go to break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Ain't no job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right. Cork a tub, stop a leak. I can do anything you need. Yes, ma'am. I'm your fix.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of costs and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at Simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credits.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark, and I'm ready to get my blog cabin on.
I am tooled up, ramped up, amped up, ready to go, because I want to win.
Well, you know, I don't know when you don't have your tools on. Like, do you shower with your tools on?
That would be silly.
I know the answer to that question because we're married, but, you know, you're always tooled up.
Ready
that
to...
That would be silly, would it? Would it be a way to clean them?
Okay. And I'm going to jump right to our guest,
yeah,
who was pivotal in the execution of the creation of Blog Cabin, none other than Anitra Mekadon, Megadens, who is always ready to roll and ask
why would anyone shower off the dirt you get on your tools that shows you use them?
I don't know, man. I like my tools dirty, and it's a good thing because the Shalabas are not the neatest contractors I've ever worked with.
Okay, so you just have to dish. I mean, throw it out there. Were they doing stuff that maybe you would not have done on Megadens?
No, man, they're amazing. Look, these guys are really, they're second-generation builders, right? I'm a second-generation DIY chick. They're second-generation contractors. So we have completely different skill sets, which comes in handy. But it also, you know, makes the relationship a little bit more like a couple. Maybe like, I don't know, you two working together on a DIY project.
Guilty, maybe, I think, I have to say.
It's possible.
It's possible. And like, you know, I'm always right? Aren't you, Anitra?
You know what? I'm really good at making somebody else feel right, too.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where the relationship feels different. But, man, I am always right. I don't know. It's a chick thing.
It is.
We think about things 360. We go around and around and around. We think about all the angles, you know? And, guys, don't get mad at me, boys, but you know what you know, and you do what you know, and you do it well. I'm going to sit there and go, well, what if we... Well, maybe if we...
That sounds exactly like me. And my husband, Mark, he hunts everything down. Like, he's got everything in his scope, and he's trying to get, like, the grizzly bear or whatever it is he's trying to get for dinner. Is that right? What do you eat for dinner?
Yeah. Anitra, as it turns out, we were going to invite you over for grizzly bear
that
we're cooking on our giant grill out back, where in a state that isn't anywhere near where grizzly bears live.
While I say, well,
what if we have
the little salad with dinner? What if we invite the neighbors, right?
They call me Johnny Crosshairs,
okay?
Because once I get it in my sights, it's mine. I got to win it.
Well, I got to know about Blog Cabin because people are so excited. They want to win it. They're watching it, watching the episodes. And what's it like working with Grundy on Blog Cabin?
Oh, my God. He is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and I am not just saying that. I can't stop laughing when I'm around him. He's so much fun to be with. He's completely and utterly out of his mind. I'm not going to lie. So, you know, we're building these great rooms, and the boy's got skills, man. Grundy has skills, but at the same sense, it's like, how could you be serious when you're with Grundy? I honestly don't know how any work got done between Grundy and the fact that there are dolphins swimming by on the dock right outside where you're working. How do you work?
Well, I have to say, is Grundy like the new version of Mary Poppins? Like a spoonful of sugar gets the work done, and he's like a big old bowl of giggle gets the work done?
I think so, man. I have never seen him unhappy. He is one of the happiest people I know, and he's always, always, always in the mood to have fun. So, to me, there's nothing better than DIYing with a friend, other than if your friend is absolutely crazy like Grundy, then it's like the best of the best, man.
Wow.
That's so fun.
Well,
you guys are going to see it. You're going to see.
I love it. I mean, these episodes are going to be wild. But I have one question. There's only one right answer to this question. How many times did Grundy just haul his shirt off or not and run off the end of the dock and try to catch the dolphins?
I would have paid money to see that.
I'm glad that Mark wasn't there because he probably would have tried to jump in to grab the dolphins. You would have dared him, wouldn't you?
Well, they go great with grizzly bears.
Oh my goodness. That's wrong.
That's just all wrong. That is just wrong.
We love dolphins and grizzly bears.
No, but you just blinged this place out with a major mega den. Like, what inspired you to get you going on this whole project? Like, can you spill anything about it?
You know, the team, the Blog Cabin team, man, there's a whole crew of amazing people that get they get involved in this. And it starts a year before, you know, and they've got a mood, a vibe, a mojo that they're trying to kick around. And this year, you know, we were going for a cottage cabin. So that's a different type of Blog Cabin for us because, you know, it's just a different vibe altogether. And we're actually on the ocean. So the colors are much lighter and brighter and airy this year. But the projects are just as wicked, you know. Like, I mean, I'd say a good 50 to 75% of that room was upcycled or made from something that came from the original house, whether it was beams, whatever. So we did a major redo out of a lot of rehab materials, and it was absolutely sick. So, you know, I don't know how much of the details you've gotten, man. But we did a custom art project where I actually dressed Grundy up and had him be a moving target with a canvas for the art project. So we were launching, like I'm talking old school giant catapult launching paint at Grundy.
I don't even know what to say. I love that so much. I want to do that with my husband at home. Can we do that? Is that a good DIY weekend project? Everybody listening, this is how you, like, spend time and bond with your spouse or, like, your significant DIY other, is that you just do this project.
Well, you can enter to win the Blog Cabin through September 13th. And we're out of here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Watch the walls break free. Watch you intake me the love, love, love.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
My husband, Mark, and I'm ready to crash you out of the Blog Cabin sphere. How's that? Blogosphere cabin?
Tool up, shop up, let's go.
I'm, like, trying to channel my inner grunny right now. Like,
no one can channel that.
Doing it.
You might actually be killed.
Well, we have on the line Josh Temple, who is the original crasher on DIY Network, and I'm so excited to talk to you. This is our first time talking.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't do this sooner.
We should have. I can't believe that our paths haven't crossed, but I'm glad they're crossing now. And my first question, you know, forget DIY, forget crashing things and, you know, going through walls and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I want to know, did you meet Mama Grundy?
I did. I had dinner with Mama Grundy.
Now, did Mama Grundy make food for you?
No, we would not allow that. Absolutely not. There's the utmost respect for Mama Grundy, and she is a classy, classy lady.
Well, you know, I've only heard good things about her because, well, I've only heard about her from from the Grundy.
From Grundy.
Yes. And he said, don't mess with my mama.
And you guys, if you know Grundy at all, he is a different Grundy around Mama Grundy.
I'd imagine he's probably a really good boy around his mama.
He's got a handkerchief and he wipes his mouth like he's supposed to. Yeah.
Now, so at Block
he
Cabin.
Is Grundy is Christopher around mama.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Oh. That we're going to get some mileage out of that.
I am so going to use that.
Josh, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You have definitely done a very good job for us because he told us recently that Chris was his government name and that he only uses it for government things. So that's very cool. Now, you were helping out on Blog Cabin. And the Blog Cabin, people are entering right now to try to win this, which is awesome. You can enter twice a day until September 13th. And what did you do on Blog Cabin?
I did the living room / what they're calling sunroom foyer. So what we did, you walk into there's a little sunroom or a reading room or a foyer, and we took the wood from the old box that was demoed, and we put that on the ceiling. And then a guy by the name of Doug Tolson, who was my contractor out there, he made these gorgeous chairs with Grundy, these sort of sun chairs that go inside or outside, split system air conditioning in that room, obviously all new flooring. And then we went into the living room or the great room with that gorgeous view, and we did a little corner bench with storage that we sort of made up on the fly, which was a lot more trouble than we thought it would be. A little niche, a little, like, sort of a little chill area. And then we redid the fireplace with the old facade for the fireplace, keeping that old-school look and trying as much as we could to sort of stay with the indigenous vibe. And then we made a coffee table out of tree branches.
Oh, that's so cool.
Very cool.
That's so cool.
Now, are the tree branches from the site?
The tree branches were from the tree that had fallen right in the backyard.
Oh,
it was double cool, Mark, because we got to use a chainsaw.
Now you're talking kind of woodworking project that starts with a chainsaw, I'm in.
Now, was everyone like arm wrestling each other to try to figure out who was actually going to use the chainsaw to get those branches down?
We played nice. We both got to we cut enough for three coffee tables, and then we just picked the best ones.
Wow.
Oh, that's really good.
Now I have to ask you, because you are the original crasher.
That is not necessarily true.
Okay, why? I thought you were the original crasher on the DIY Network. Who is the original crasher?
Well, the first crash was Yard Crashers, and they were about a season ahead of me, and that was with Ahmed. And Ahmed started it, and now he's been replaced with Matt Blashaw. Mm-hmm. So I am the oldest existing crasher, because House came second. I followed Yard.
So you're like the patriarch of the crashing.
I am the patriarch. I happen to be the oldest one as well, and we are on our almost starting our 10th season.
So how do you feel those, you know, Allison and Matt and stuff coming along, and they're just doing a bathroom or a kitchen, and you're like house. Like, you're the house. Like, how does that feel?
It feels pretty good.
Is that bragging rights at the party or what?
Hey, well, I owe you guys one now for throwing that out there, too.
Right on.
There you go.
Right on.
I like it.
Well, we're talking about all things shop today, and I'm fascinated by a peek behind the scenes of House Crashers. Like, how fast do you guys set up your stuff? Like, do you have a way that you do it all the time? Do you build a shop out there, or is it, you know, by the job?
Well, it's actually a little bit of both. Good question. So the production company's in Sacramento, so a lot of the shows are shot in Sacramento, and that is like a regular crew, and we have things. We know where the table saw goes next to the chop saw. We know where this goes, and we dial it in. Now, we have to have some variables, which is the person's house. Maybe they have a bigger yard, or maybe they have an ugly yard, or maybe you know, no garage space or whatever. So we have a couple of variables there. But in Sacramento, we're pretty dialed. Now, everywhere else, as in like today when I'm on set in Portland, we just have to – we have new contractors. We hire locals everywhere. So I travel with one camera and one producer and one associate producer, and then the rest is all filled in with locals. So it's always I always sort of – you know, guys, you're going to want to set up a system real quick. And you can't have your table saw too close to your chop saw. And if we're filming here, you can't be there. And so there is a system, but there's always some chaos.
You're like the Green Beret of home improvements.
I think so. I've definitely earned some stripes.
You're going to walk away from us with like 47 new titles that you can, you know, write down on your resume and, you know, tell everybody in the world.
Yeah. Now, have you ever bumped into a yard that was just such a train wreck that you're like, oh, we have to set up in the street? This is a disaster area.
Yes. I mean, we've had people that, dead animals. Dead animals in the backyard.
Oh.
And so we sort of immediately go, wow, did we pick the right people if they've got dead animals and stuff in their backyard? But we've definitely had to go across the street, use a neighbor's driveway, something like that. We got to be on the fly. We're always on the fly. So, there have been some instances, or they're also, they've got this unbelievable yard. They put all their money in their yard, and then it kind of looks weird when you're rehabbing a dingy old den, and they've got this, you know, $80,000 backyard.
They're outside people. Yeah. They're not allowed inside their house for some reason. Maybe they're one of those houses that have, like, the rules where you can't wear shoes and you can't do different things inside your home, but outside you can do whatever you want.
Sounds good to me.
That sounds like a total, like, man cave backyard, like, fantasy land.
Exactly. You know, it's so funny just going into people's houses and seeing their little intricacies and their quirks and stuff. You find out a lot about that, and some of those things you try your best to respect, and some things just get thrown out the window.
Josh,
so you've got like sort of a sociology degree in house crashing on DIY Network, and don't forget, guys, everybody listening, you want to go and you want to enter to win the Blog Cabin until September 13th, and
we'll be back with more Mind Fix It Up Live.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple